Welcome to Conversations. I'm your host, Doug Duin, and thank you for spending some time with us this weekend. Joining me this segment is Joseph Giesler, the operations manager at the Department of Revenue's Unclaimed Property Program. Join us as we look at issues that affect us here at home in our community and across the nation. Today, we're going to find out about everybody's favorite topic, unclaimed money. Joseph, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about the Unclaimed Property Division. Like, how did it even come to be? Like, there's just a whole bunch of surplus money and they're like, we should get this into people's hands, or what happened here?
Yeah, so Unclaimed Property, I feel like it's the best part of the Department of Revenue. We're working on giving money away instead of looking for taxes to collect. We currently hold $1.8 billion in unclaimed property that we are looking for the rightful owners to claim. We have types of property like bank accounts or paychecks if you left a job, or maybe a utility deposit if you've moved. Another cool thing about unclaimed property is every state has a program like ours. So the property goes to the state where your business last knew you lived. So that property is held by those states if you have lived in other states as well.
Okay, so that's interesting, because I was wondering, first of all, how do you even know that I have unclaimed money? Like, when somebody sends a check and it's not cashed, they send it to you and they're like, hey, they didn't take their money. I would assume most businesses aren't exactly chomping at the bit to give away the money.
Right. So, yeah, there's a lot of factors, but a business can't just keep the money that they owe you. So, if you had, like a check that was mailed to you and for whatever reason you moved, or, you didn't update your new address or have mail forwarded, they have to report it to us at the Department of Revenue on claimed property. It's usually after a period of 1 to 3 years, they were required to report those funds to the state of last known residence. So like I said, if the business owed you money and your last known address was in Washington, they sent it over to us.
Okay, that's interesting. So if they, after a couple years, they see, you know what, hey, this check still hasn't been cashed, we're going to have to report it. So it's because they have to report it. That's the best part here. Is there, for me, when I have money that goes into this system, is there a statute of limitations? Do I have a time frame that I have to get it by? Or does it just sit there indefinitely waiting for me to finally notice its existence and go claim it?
It will sit here indefinitely until you claim it. That's why I try and get the word out as much as possible. I mean, every time, even going to a barbecue over this last weekend for Labor Day weekend, I told all my friends and family, hey, go to claimyourcash.org to see if there's any property out there for you.
And when you do that, do you notice like a percentage of people that actually have things sitting there waiting for them? I thought for sure that the number has to be low. And then I went and checked, and sure enough, I had money. It was like a $20 check for something. I'm like, well, where'd that come from? You know?
Yeah, it's amazing. I don't know if this is the perfect number, but I want to say there's about 1 in 10 that have property here. So again, like if there's 10 people in a gathering, I'm guessing one person at least has property with unclaimed property.
And so now where are these sources coming from? Like, what's the most common area? Because for me, it was like a refund check from a class action settlement that I didn't even realize I was in.
I think the most common are, bank accounts, utility deposits, or, like an old payroll check. But I mean, it could be anything. It could be a rebate check. I know I had air conditioning installed in my house not that long ago, and I got a rebate check, and it wasn't even from the company that installed it. If I just would have tossed that, that would have ended up as unclaimed property.
So basically, there's also got to be they did send it to you and they sent it to you correctly and you just sat on it and forgot that its existence. Is that also going to be going into this pool of money?
Yeah. So if it got sent to me and I didn't, and I didn't cash that check after, like I said, usually 1 to 3 years, they would be required to send it to us and we would publish it on our website so that you can go to claimyourcash.org and search and claim the property.
So do you have statistics on like what the average amount of money is? I suppose somebody listening right now is like, well, maybe I have money out there, because it could be, a couple hundred bucks.
Right. So I think the last time I checked, the average dollar amount was around 130 to 150. But, we've got low amounts and we have high amounts. I mean, we even had a claim that was paid out for $3.8 million, which, is not normal, but, we do have these larger amounts here and there.
I have a really hard time believing there's somebody out there that had $3.8 million and they're like, I'm not going to cash this. I forgot about its existence. I'd be like knocking doors down to find that check.
Yeah, I would too.
Is it even possible to find out, like, where would a $3.8 million check come from? Like, how does a person have that kind of money and not be aware of its existence? Or were they just extremely wealthy in the first place?
Well, I mean, it's hard to tell. I mean, there could be a lot of different factors. But I mean, in addition to like bank accounts, we also get stock. And so, you know, sometimes someone has a whole bunch of stock and they're not touching it and it just sits there for years. Eventually, it gets sent to unclaimed property.
That's interesting. So you said stock, rebate checks, former payroll. What's the most like random or interesting way that a person has had money found? Is there any like unique situations that a person should be aware of?
Not that I can think of. I mean, we have, you know, specific categories that money comes in. So we don't necessarily know exactly what it is, but, you know, any kind of money that a business or, you know, like even a state entity, city entity that could owe you money, if they owed you money, they have to send it to unclaimed property.
Interesting. And now when you use the program, I noticed, like for me, it was a list of, and it showed more than just what was mine when I started looking up. Is there any uncertainty about a claim that you might file? What would a person do there?
So, I mean, you know, when someone files a claim, they are reviewed. Typically, you have to kind of upload some kind of documentation, like a copy of a photo ID or whatever. You know, and if the address that's showing, or there's no address, but if, you know, the address that's showing on our website, if you've never lived at that address, there's a good chance that, you know, that's for a different Joe Giesler or whoever is trying to claim that money.
Okay.
So we'll review that and, you know, verify if it is truly your funds or not.
You're like, well, that could have been me. You can send it to me. Are there any, okay, so having looked at it, having spoken to you so far, are there any like secrets to the system that people maybe don't know about that you think should be more common knowledge, or just things about unclaimed property that you think just aren't front of mind for enough people?
Well, I mean, for one, we get new property every year. So typically we have property that's due around October 31st of every year. You know, it takes us a couple months to get those, you know, reports reconciled and the names out, you know, out on our website, but check every year. You never know if you're going to have unclaimed property. And just because you check today and you don't have it, you know, six months from now or a year from now, you might have unclaimed property. And another cool thing on our website is it's kind of like a, you know, like a cart, you know, when you're claiming property. So like if you do a search for your name, you can actually, you know, maybe you have five or six properties that are yours. You can check each one and put in one claim for all properties at the same time.
Yeah, which is really cool. And also while I was there, I searched for my wife and then my brother and then my dad and my mom. And you know what? Just about everybody had something. And I'm like, this is crazy how frequently I'm seeing names come up with actual money.
Yeah, it is crazy. I know I've found some for my brother-in-law. I've found some for my brother-in-law's father. I found some for my cousin. Like, and it's crazy how long it takes them to actually put in a claim too. I know if I had some money, I would do it immediately.
Yeah, 100%. Well, then it's also knowing about it. And the point you made about things being updated is actually interesting to me, because the thing that I found, and I had used this service probably a couple years ago, I saw some post online about it and I was like, oh, I better check it out. And I found money. And then when I found out that I was going to be talking to you, I again was like, I should log back in and see. And the thing that I found was from an address I lived at over 10 years ago. So sometimes I feel like the length of time it takes for them to get up on the site is a little longer. Is there any reason why some money might take a lot longer to be uploaded than others?
You know, it all depends on how quickly the business reports it to us. They should be reporting it to us, you know, 3 years after it's abandoned. But we do have some property that actually has longer abandonment periods, maybe 5 years or 7 years. But it's based off of when they report it to us. I mean, we'll get it up on the website within, you know, 6 months from the business actually sending us the money and the report.
Again, I'm talking to Joseph Giesler, the operations manager at the Department of Revenue's Unclaimed Property Program. By the way, let's go find out if you have some money waiting for you. Okay, walk me through somebody listening right now. They want to find out if they have money. What do they do? How do they take advantage of the service?
If they go to claimyourcash.org, they just need to do a quick search. And then if they find any property, they can actually put in the claim online as well.
See, it's way too easy. I anticipate like a list of like 12 steps to get money, and it's one step.
Yeah, it's very easy. Again, claimyourcash.org, do a search. What will happen is after you do your search, you put in your claim, you'll get a claim form emailed to you, and, you know, probably requesting a copy of your photo ID. Sometimes if it's a previous address, we might ask for proof of, you know, your previous address, some old mail that you might have. And then, yeah, then we process those claims. We usually get a checkout within 6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8 weeks. It's a pretty quick turnaround, especially for money like for me that I had sitting there for over 10 years, apparently. Yeah, it's very quick. And Joseph, I really appreciate your time. Is there anything that I am missing that you think people should absolutely know that I didn't ask you or prompt?
You know, we get a lot of the hey, this has to be a scam. This is not a scam. Unclaimed property is a part of the Department of Revenue, which is a state agency and a state run program. Our whole purpose is to act as a consumer protection program for the public. This is property or money that's for you that you may not know about. So go to claimyourcash.org and take a look.
Claimyourcash.org. If I hadn't already done it, I would be doing it right now. Joseph, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and thank you for listening. Conversations is a public affairs program of this station.